Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
John Hinton and Chad Zumach with us. John said off the air that in L.A., you kind of wanted to know if a woman was with somebody because you wanted to know if you knew the dude, right?
Yeah.
You want
exactly.
You want to be in that situation, shake
yeah,
a guy's
I don't
hand.
Want to be the one left out of this guy.
Yeah. So, would you ask? Have you slept with anybody I know or any comedian I might know? That kind of thing, just to know, or any actor?
Yeah. It was just you know, like you meeting people at parties and stuff like that, and I just want to know. You know,
yeah.
Just I don't need details, but I just need to
if
know.
If you've been with somebody
history,
that I
yeah,
know, so,
some history,
so I'm
yeah,
not embarrassed
yeah,
when I walk up to him. Got yeah, it. Now, Chad, you said you got a story.
Unbelievable story.
Good one.
You guys were talking about this, and I go, wait a second. I got the greatest story ever.
Okay.
How about that? Yeah, so you're talking about you kind of want to know. I had a situation. I was dating a girl for about 9 months.
Got it.
And we were at her place, and I start going through her photo album. I'm just kind of looking at some photos. And I see one photo of Bobby, you know Roberto Alomar?
Yeah.
Yeah, the baseball
player.
Yeah. Baseball player. And it was actually that year I found out he was HIV positive.
He was? I never
yes,
knew he was. Okay.
So I'm looking, and they're on the beach. He's holding her. I go, and we've been to Indians games yeah, when you played for the Indians.
Yeah, you all played for the Indians.
I'm like, I go, excuse me, come over here. Were you dating Bobby Alomar?
Right.
And she goes, yeah. I go, would you want to bring that up anytime? Like when we were at the Indians game watching him? Like, how come this never came up? Why did
exactly.
And I go, he's HIV positive. I go, yeah, do you have anything to tell me right now?
Yeah,
so
that's freaky.
I went and got tested. Thank God. Everything's good. But
what was your answer to that?
She was.
Did she have anything to tell you?
Or was she already tested after the fact?
Yeah, she said she was tested, but she was scared that I would judge her for that.
She slept with Bobby Alomar. He's a famous baseball player. She didn't know she slept with him after he was HIV. No, before she.
Well, I don't know.
But either way. You know.
I was the guy after him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something you want to know.
This when you're in radio in Cleveland?
No, this was before I was on radio.
Oh,
in Cleveland,
okay. All right. Well, hey, you're pulling ex Bobby Alomar chicks. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Luckily, everything's clear.
So, yeah, throw
but
that
you
out
and Bobby
there,
Alomar are forever wiener cousins.
Wiener cousins. We call
there
them.
There you are. Yeah. But I would like to, you know, but maybe if I did know, I wouldn't have dated her. Like, if I'm like, oh, that guy's, I don't think I want to date her now.
Now, like John probably got has some pretty famous wiener cousins.
Yeah, but you do.
Unfortunately, yeah.
No,
it happens.
Yeah,
right?
No,
it's Hollywood's a small community.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, pretty famous. Wiener. So, did how long? How that relationship end? That
horribly.
Yeah, after that, man, yeah, downhill fast, man.
Was Bobby? Did he get HIV from playing around too much, or was he doing drugs or something? I don't really know the story about
it. I don't know the story of how he got it. I'm just glad I don't got it. That's all I care about. I mean, it was a horrible relationship. You
well,
know?
If you did, you could trace it back to Bobby Alomar. You got that story going for you.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I have his rookie card.
And Hep C.
And
there you go. All right, good.
And
good.
His Hep C, right. That's funny.
Well, according to his Wikipedia page, the HIV claims remain unfounded.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, you go with that.
Yeah. He updated that himself. You can change that Wikipedia. A 13-year-old can do that.
That's funny. They can. That's funny that you were at a game and she ever brought up the fact that I used to date. You know,
yeah, like casually. That'd be a good aside.
Yeah.
Not coming to bat. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, I miss her. Right. Michelle Marquette at Hotmail.com.
There you go.
I'm joking.
No. Hotmail. That's how long ago that was. Huh?
Hotmail.
Craig. I thought you're paying, Craig, when you bitched there about somebody was trying to tell you something they saw on Facebook about you, either your performance or whatever, and you didn't want to hear about it. now you know the pain that me and Todd go through. And it's not even pain. I don't even care anymore. But the brutal email we get sometimes is brutal. Well, and stuff that I don't even bring up with – we don't even bring up with each other. It's just brutally horrible people.
Yes.
Either
people are horrible.
They're just horrible. And they say some horrible things.
Yes. I like everybody.
And I just delete the email because I think – and I don't even – Puss and I and Todd don't even talk about some of the email we get.
No.
Because it's just too sick and too brutal that you just get rid of it. And
but don't you laugh it off, though?
Oh, I do. But I don't read it because sometimes there are paragraphs of just hateful stuff about all of us. And usually they involve all of us. They'll throw us all under the bus and try to get something personal on us. They really don't know much personal because we're pretty much hermits anymore. But the fact is, it's just horrible stuff. And you just go, okay, well, that doesn't help my day at all. And I just erase it. And Todd and I never talk about it. Well, I know we both read brutal stuff about ourselves and other people.
I believe that was the idea to not make your day.
No, no. I mean, like, it's not going to help my existence. So goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Well, they don't really want to help your existence.
No, they don't. They're just horrible people.
They're not out to do that.
No. All for a frickin' radio show. Or a stand-up comedian.
And the personal stuff.
You guys suck. We had Dan Cummins here last week. You guys know Dan at all?
Oh, yeah.
Funny dude. And he said he had a Facebook page that I guess... Oh, so he put a little YouTube thing up somewhere. And the guy got on there and said, "You are the worst comedian I've ever seen." So... He goes, "So this guy says I'm the worst one he's ever seen." No, he's the worst comedian ever. But he went to my YouTube page to check out something I've done. And that was his joke. He said, "He couldn't believe." He said, I said, "Well, you're not the worst. You can't be the worst comedian ever."
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff. Do you guys get any crap? Do you get crap?
From time to time. Yeah. I'm not good at that stuff.
So that's good. You stay off social media. Social media. People come see you.
It's weird. You know, but it's like it's a good way to advertise when you're coming in, so you got to be part of it.
Yeah.
But I can't handle the cyberbullying, man.
It
just bothers me. So, like this one guy, he was – it was like it was just simple, like the Cavs game. It was Cavs in Boston. And this guy, you know, and I say Cavs win, and something had happened, and I commented on it. And this guy's like, "Who are you, a washed up actor," and blah, blah, blah. But then he goes on to list every show that I've been on.
Yeah.
He's like, "Who are you?" And I'm like, "Well, you pretty much just described it. I mean, you even had Hannah Montana down there." I'm like, "Dude, you know my complete history. I might be washed up, but I'm there. I got nothing on you unless it's a police report or something." You know?
Right, that's what we get because we kind of share a lot on the air,
yeah.
A lot of personal stuff. And they will use that against us.
They throw it at you. And it's like, "Who are you?" I'm like, "Well, you just said who I am, man. I've been busy, dude. I don't know about you. I got nothing on you, dude." But, you know,
that's funny. Do a show where we offer up an opinion once in a while.
Yeah.
So we expect a certain amount of that.
Yeah. That if it's about opinions, I got no problem. But when it gets serious or personal or just abusive, no, I have no problem. No time for that. It's funny because on Twitter, we'll follow some really, really famous, successful people who are making opinions about certain things on politics, and people will try to hammer them.
Yeah.
John Cusack is great on Twitter. The guy's a very successful actor. He's worth $50 million, according to Celebrity Net Worth. The guy's fine. And you'll see people go, "Who are you? I haven't seen you in a movie." Because he hates Trump.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, well, he's John Cusack, and he's pretty famous, and he's doing fine.
He's done some work. You can look him up. You can see.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
That's who I am. You answered your own question,
but John Cusack will retweet those because he knows he's got the upper hand.
He engages these people.
Ron Perlman, another great example.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman, who's excellent in everything he's ever done. He'll share people with haters on Twitter.
Yeah, if someone trashes me, I retweet it. I don't care.
Yeah, that's a funny
part. It doesn't
bother
me. Right, there you go.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, you're not supposed to tweet John Cusack.
No.
like back in the day, I could never tweet Paul Newman.
No. Yeah. It's weird.
You're not allowed. We should have this interaction with these people.
We shouldn't. And they should not talk to the unwashed.
Exactly.
John doesn't need to give me a...
No, and if I tweet something to a celebrity, it's usually a
compliment. Positive. Oh, it's always positive.
Yeah, I'm not ripping them.
Right.
"Screw you, Robert Redford. Who are you? What have you done?"
That would have happened in the days of Twitter.
I know.
Now. Right. I love that.
I think you're horrible.
Some washed up actor, and you list all your credit.
All of my credit. Yeah. And he's saying, "Who are you?" I'm like, "Hey, you answered your own question." Yes, like.
And you just brought up a sports.
Yeah,
it was some sports thing.
Some sports, man. Yeah. The Cavs and the Celtics.
It wasn't even Trump stuff.
Going bananas, man.
Well, there you go, my team. Yeah. You're horrible.
Yeah. You're washed up, has been. I'm like, oh.
Okay. I hate your family.
Yeah. I'm feeling bad because I hadn't done anything in a while, you know. But it's like, hey, I'm doing kind of, I'm feeling bad. I was like, hey, but you did list my credits. I was like, that's kind of impressive. And I'm sorry, man.
All this because you said go Cavs?
Yeah. It was something.
Sports is a divisive issue.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
This Sunday, Brown Steelers.
Yeah, I know.
That's it, yeah.
I know.
What's the big bet here?
That's all the talk.
Some kind of sex bet.
Yeah.
No.
I think we decided
yesterday. No. Robbie Alomar, I ain't touching him. Yeah. Me and Chad are never kissing again.
Recall that you were going to make a sex bet today.
No, you said that
yesterday,
until the Robbie Alomar stuff came up.
You agreed there would be a sex bet involving the Steelers and the Browns.
Well,
there's no confirmation that he's got that he's got the AIDS.
According to AIDS. HIV.
Some people think he's got the HIV. However, he's never admitted it, and he has settled a couple of lawsuits, including with an ex-wife.
Yeah, one coming up with Zumach.
All of a sudden, Zumach's off the road.
Yeah,
he's got $60 zillion in the bank.
He says that these lawsuits are unfounded, but he's apparently paying people off anyway, so...
Forget Harvey and Irma. We'll do a benefit for Chad.
Yeah. I know. At the funny bone.
He's fine.
Was on this date in 2014. TMZ Sports released a video of Ray Rice punching his then fiance in the face in the casino in Atlantic City.
Yeah, we needed video too because most of the guys don't need video. Where's the video? Well, they showed us the video and people were still backing him.
Well,
he punched the hell out of her and drug her unconscious body into the...
Someone send that tape to the headquarters of the NFL?
Yeah,
Yes. And they sat on it for a couple months.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Sat on a desk, apparently.
And it was easy for me to hate him because I hate the Ravens, but there were women out front of the... Remember women wearing the Ravens jerseys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the very next week, backing Ray Rice. You can still like your team. We all got bad guys in our team. That happens. You know?
It does.
Roger Goodell's a scumbag.
Yeah.
He really is. He saw the tape. He's just like, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll ride this one out.
That's true.
Yeah, but when that tape got out, like before that, it was only like two games.
Right.
You know, they knew that he had hit her.
And they had video evidence. It wasn't even he said, she said.
Yeah, but when that video came out, it's like just seeing it, that cost him his career.
It was brutal.
But before that, knowing that he did it was only two games, but seeing him do it
was his career. Yeah. Right. He was an old running back anyway.
Yeah, he was getting older, yeah.
So how do we put those things together? If we don't see it, we don't think that it's as bad as it is?
That's the problem.
That's my point.
That's society, wrong.
It was two games,
right.
Knowing that he had knocked that woman out.
And we've run into that actually since then.
We've seen pictures of women with bruises on their face, and still, that's not as bad.
People go,
I don't know, she could have ran into a fridge.
Yeah.
And then they show a video, and then, the guy beat her.
Yeah.
You know the guy beat her.
But just
Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy's a perfect example.
Yep.
He threw her on a bunch of guns, right?
He was guilty.
He got convicted.
Yeah.
But she didn't show up for the sentencing or the final part of it.
She was paid off.
She got paid off.
Paid off, right.
By the way,
Ray Rice, that woman married Ray Rice after
that.
Yes, she did.
Married him and it's just...
It was just a little speed bump.
And they lived happily ever after.
And they kept the video for future reference.
Well, they got married so she didn't have to testify.
That was it, too.
That and he loved her.
Yeah.
Are they trying to claim,
what's the protocol for concussion? Is it PTSD or what is it?
CTE.
CTE?
Yeah.
I think they're actually claiming
that she
had it, even OJ, during that situation.
Oh, yeah, they are. Because you cut the head off your wife because you got CTE.
Yeah.
No, I think he was just crazy.
Is that an alibi?
What's that?
No, it's not an alibi. But
Is that coming into play now?
Hey, OJ's on the street.
The juice is loose.
In September.
That's right.
September. Mm-hmm. You'll probably be flipping through some photo of some new girlfriend. She's standing with OJ.
Yeah, well...
He doesn't
have any STDs.
No, he doesn't.
That we know of.
Yeah. But he's angry.
Yes, he is.
Ask Ron Goldman.
Are you guys going to go to New York Fashion Week?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I'm thinking about it.
No, it's this week. It's too late.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can still show up.
No, I can. I'm busy. He's got the phone. I sort of got some things to do, which is why I'm here now. But thank you.
John Hinton, FunnyBone, FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
Yeah, I'll be there.
John
Hinton.
I save up my New York vacation.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wait for Fleet Week.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Sailors.
Apparently, LeBron, it was one of the runway models.
Uh-oh.
There you go. Here's your boy. Here's your boy.
As was Scottie Pippen.
LeBron didn't tear an ACL or anything.
No, he's going to be fine.
Okay.
So I guess that's what you have to get now.
Were they hooking on the side?
There's no word on that, although I do understand that they are commanding top dollar.
Like that story.
Oh, that's right. The hookers, yeah.
Story you did earlier in the week.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret models sell themselves for cash. A lot of money.
Really?
Yep.
Do you remember seeing Oscar De La Hoya in lingerie?
Yeah. You know what?
That was a doctored photo, right?
No. It was him. And the guy's got such a successful career post-boxing. Big promoter, making tons of money. I saw, was he on TMZ? Where's he comment on this? I saw the story.
Yeah. He's talking about this. He's addressing the lingerie photos.
Mm-hmm. Which were creepy. He's a grown man in women's lingerie. Stockings and everything, right, puss? I think he had a garter belt on.
You say that like it's not burned into your memory.
It is. Yeah. Now, I totally forgot about it until I read this particular story yesterday.
And he said, they were just taken at a bad time in his life.
Oh.
Yeah, 2007.
Oh, I don't blame the guy. Whatever he's into, freaky, is his own life. But the fact is, it made the TV,
It made the interwebs.
But that was his answer? How about my girlfriend?
Bad time. Time.
Wow.
Bad time in his life.
That's a horrible time.
But
he felt the need to do that, man.
Push those photos. Dig those photos up and put them back up. Because
that's
10 years ago, you might not remember them.
I like the way he says it like, well, you know, you've all been there.
Yeah.
You get a little down in your life. You put on some lingerie. You know, stuff happens.
No.
Okay.
Down in your life is you drink too much. You put too much weight on. Whatever. That's down in your life.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you dress in women's underwear.
Nice fishnets.
Yeah.
We've all done it.
Just a little pick me up.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's the way he said it. Like, well, you guys know. Yeah.
Here's what happened to him. He banged a stripper.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the stripper took those pictures and made them public.
And I don't even think it's a bad time in his life. He messed around. Was he drunk with a stripper? And she said, put my stripping outfit on. And he did?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Unless he
or
just.
He
but once
just
again, we haven't done that.
For it and decided that that's what he wanted to
wear. Right.
Yeah, because if he's with a stripper, that wasn't so bad.
No.
Yeah, that wasn't a bad point in life.
Well, he didn't expand on why it was a bad time.
Yeah, it was, because his wife didn't approve.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, okay.
Yeah, and then the stripper.
so the wife wasn't cool with it.
Yeah, there's no video evidence, man. You know, you got to get rid of all of that. That's important, man. Mm-mm.
He says the pictures were taken 10 years ago before he went to rehab three times.
Four. Dressing in women's clothes?
For substance abuse.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I think he's better off staying in this situation. I was with a stripper that night. We had a good time. We got crazy. She took some photos. Next. But bad time in my life?
Here's one where he's got a little tutu on.
It's pretty crazy. Look, I remember those photos are pretty freaky.
No, I've seen the fishnet one before. This
but
one
now
I've
you
never,
got a, there's more.
This one I've
more?
Never seen.
The fishnet one's ones I've always seen.
That's sad.
Yeah, he's in white fishnet stockings and a short little skirt. I hadn't seen that one before.
Any of those photos out about you, John?
No, no photos. All
not
the like, videos.
Not 95.
I burn all the videos. I did some stuff on with you know. Some videos and stuff, but you know, you burn all of those, man. It's like, this is not getting out. Oh, no.
You've done some home video.
Home video.
You get rid of them.
Yeah, you get rid of that stuff, man.
You burned it, but did she burn it?
No. I was the only one that had.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm positive. My camera, the whole thing, you know, action. I was director. I produced it, the whole thing, and I got rid of it.
Yeah, that was all. And that's videotape. Yeah. That's VHS stuff you're doing, right?
The little camcord thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was nothing.
Over the phone. It's
nothing
in the cloud.
Over the phone, because the phone, that's a cloud.
It's
that's
on
some different
cloud,
stuff.
Right,
no, this was old.
You did this in the 90s.
Yeah, this
man.
was 90s.
Mm. Yeah. It's going Scorsese.
You and Tootie at all?
No videos of that one, but
hate to call stories. In that
I got
situation.
Some stories, but no, no
so
video.
You were director, cinematographer,
yeah.
No crew.
No crew.
No
there,
crew.
There was a fluffer, but no, that's not important right now.
Was there one viewing and then it burned up?
No, there was
one
several.
Viewing, several
there was,
viewings.
Oh, there were viewings.
Okay. Was there a key grip?
No. No, she provided that.
But no. There was a fluffer.
Yeah. Well, so look, we're not going to look for a professional quality. You know,
right.
You to be right.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
The Henton Collection.
Yeah.
Washed up actor in underwear. That's what you get to on your social media. I just saw you in chick's underwear. Everything else you've been in.
Seen you in several pages worth of stuff and women's underwear.
Yeah, the tutu, though, man.
Yeah, I haven't seen the tutu.
That
yet.
Was a bad time, man. when that's the go-to outfit. But it's like, yeah, take some pictures of me in a tutu. Can't get any worse than that.
He was still boxing 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What the hell was he thinking, man? Well, bad time.
Yeah, he liked wearing tutus.
Yeah. Mm. Put those photos back up in the social media. They're pushing a chance.
No, I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I think that's the bet. Whoever wins has to wear a tutu. Brown Steelers.
Even up?
No. Yeah. Oh, I like it.
He went there.
Yeah.
They got to post it on the fan page.
A tutu, what else on, though?
Or fishnets. You know, the whole fishnet
Todd's,
thing.
Todd's projecting now.
Yeah.
This is what I'd like to see.
Either way, I win.
You do win either way.
Yes.
All you guys win either way.
Yes, we do.
Either,
everybody wins.
Either the Steelers get upset in Cleveland, which could happen.
Yeah.
And I'm in a tutu.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right.
But what else? What's the tutu? We could just have our record clothes on in a tutu.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Let's
yeah,
just
yeah,
do
I'm
that.
Not gonna, yeah.
Let's
yeah,
because
that's
that.
Not like. Yeah.
Oh, come on, shirtless.
No. Greg's projecting too.
Yeah.
I am.
He's like, yeah, shirtless.
Yeah.
You know why they're projecting?
Shirtless. Yes.
You know
yes,
why?
Shirtless.
And they keep looking at you, Chad, because they've seen me in fishnets and shirtless. They don't care. They've seen that. They think Cleveland's going to lose, and they're looking at you, both of them.
No,
Todd looked at
picture,
you when he said fishnets.
And we should try to replicate this. It's just the
No.
Shirtless.
No. You little, bet too. Then
little tutu. And then it's white stockings, white fishnet stockings.
And suspenders.
And a
whole. Colleen's projecting now.
Todd's fantasy is getting really specific.
And a halter top. I sent you the picture.
I'm not wearing
a halter
top.
Now he's doing halters.
I sent you the picture. Yeah, you got to have the halter top.
Okay.
If you don't want to go shirtless, put a halter top on.
I don't know, man. Let's just do the tutu. We'll do
all
the
right,
tutu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, even up, though. I ain't giving any points for this.
No points.
Okay.
Straight up. It's like, you know, it's the Browns. It's an easy bet for you.
Let's hope so.
There's a good chance I'm wearing a tutu on Monday. There's a really good chance.
Maybe that's why you brought it up.
Do you fly back on Monday?
No, we're getting a photo of him, though.
No,
yeah.
I want to see him parading through the airport onto the airplane.
No,
like,
we didn't
day.
Say that. We just said one photo for our fan page.
I'll email you the photo.
All right.
Okay. But we're up to the gym that afternoon, and someone might recognize you.
Hey, it's me. It's Chad Sumach.
And John Henton, funnyboneomaha.com. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.